Motherfucker, you call Little Cross, king of the madhouse, gone too soon. Motherfucker, you touch it, touch it.
Hello, everybody. It's Dwight, and I'm here to do a show for you. It's going to be such a mediocre show, you're probably going to leave midway through. And you know what? That's your rights. That's your rights as an internet citizen.
Oh, welcome back, the White Machine.
Hey, motherfucker.
Hey, motherfucker, you.
Yeah, did you hear the word on the street? Did you guys hear about it? This is the word.
This is Jason's mom, and you're listening to Dwight the Janitor.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah.
Jason's mom, big fan. Big motherfucker fan over here. She knows what she's getting into now. She's like, yeah, I like them guys. Guys, it's good. That's crazy, huh? It's insane.
That's a real, not a non-AI promo.
That's Milkman's future lover
this
right there.
This is Jason's mom, and you're listening to Dwight the Janitor.
There you go.
Hey, baby.
Well, nobody knew from all those years ago. She was actually just a paid actress. Like the whole Jason's mom saga, she was paid. She's an elderly actress. I believe she's actually a descendant of one of the Golden Girls. And so it was kind of, you know, in her DNA. You know what I'm saying? All right. Yeah.
Milkman won't put his DNA in her.
That's what I hear. He's got to keep that Lachero, the legacy going on, that lineage.
Thank you for calling the Subway on Hogan. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling about the job listing. There was a job listing.
Yeah.
To come join. Are you the person I talked to about it, or is it somebody else?
I'm not. Our manager will be in again on Tuesday, but I can leave your name and phone number if you'd like.
Okay, yeah, you can take my name down. My name is Dwight.
We also have applications online, or you can come in store and get one, too.
I might just come into the store. Do you know what type of backgrounds are cool with them, like as far as having some type of criminal record?
I'm not completely sure.
Okay, because I've got...
I know we're looking for people who have a wide range of availability.
Yeah, I do. I do. My probation officer kind of demands that I have a job, so I got to be available whenever.
I'm sure it'll just depend on
It was a minor. It was a minor assault charge. I was working at Jersey Mike's Subs, so I do have sub experience.
Yeah.
But a customer came in and he was upset with me that I put pickles on his sub, And I beat him. I beat him like really bad with the sub. And then they called the cops.
I can leave your name and phone number if you'd like.
All right, yeah. You don't think that'd be a disqualifier, though, right?
I'm not sure.
I beat him about the ass with his sub. And I'll put that on my record. I'll put it on the application. I am a criminal. Oh, shit, like
beat him about the ass and legs with the submarine sandwich.
I snuck around the corner while people
nice
were...
Nice hard sub.
Right. While people were still, you know, helping him out, and I cracked him in the fucking kneecaps with the sub.
And I feel very silly about that.
I don't know how to fuck around with him.
I feel awful bad.
I feel the bads.
Subway Tree Park.
Yeah, how you doing there? When do I come and start work?
Who's this?
It's Dwight. I just saw this listing for a job there. So what time do I come in?
Well, if you want to give your name and number to my boss, she can talk to you.
No, I'm hired, baby. It's all right. I'm just going to come in. What time do I need to be in here?
You know, I mean, that's not how it works. Well, you're hired? Really?
Well, I mean, I made the phone call. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, technically I got the job because I made the phone call.
Yeah, I think you're speaking shit, huh?
What are you talking about there?
You know, with the accent?
Yeah. What about it?
What, you from New York?
Yeah, Brooklyn. I just moved out of here.
I mean, you got to talk to my boss if you want to get hired for the job.
Why can't I talk to you?
Well, because I'm nobody. I'm just the guy.
All right. And are you telling me this is a guy or a woman I need to talk to?
Well, my boss is a woman.
Come on, make a decision. You're never going to go anywhere in life. You don't start making decisions. Let a woman run your life.
What do you mean by that?
You're letting her push you around. That's not the how
push
the
me around.
Yeah, it's not how the hierarchy works.
Sure it is.
What do you mean? How do you figure?
I don't understand what you mean.
Why you let her push you around like that? Why don't you assert your dominance? You sound like an alpha male to me, baby.
I don't know about any of that. I mean, I listen to my mother. My mother's a woman. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, that's a different story now. She gave you the gift of life.
Yeah, manager gave me the gift of a job, huh?
She's just sitting there trying to show she's got the man pants on, but that's not the case. She's probably home plucking her fucking whiskers off of her chin right now.
No, I have a lot of respect for my boss.
I mean, if she had any type of ball, she would have like her 9-year-old be sitting there plucking the whiskers. But I bet she has to do it herself, because she ain't got no balls.
My boss is a good woman. You shouldn't talk about it like that.
Does she look good or what? Like, I might change my tone for a good-looking woman.
I don't speak like that.
Well, I figure a woman that works at Subway probably has a big belly on her.
No,
she's a skinny girl.
A lot of the people that work here are pretty lean, actually.
Ah, they've been getting into the tuna over there. What is that? You put the sawdust in the tuna, I read online. That's how you guys fill it out? I'm down with that. I've got some 2x4s.
I don't know why you want to work at Subway. You should become a comedian.
Nah, it's because I'm a criminal. I got a fucking probation officer that demands I spend my time a little more productively than to fucking beating people.
What are you in the pen for?
I got in trouble. This one guy, he was talking shit. I had this dogfighting ring thing I was into, but it was only like small dogs. It wasn't big dogs. So like we had chihuahuas. We had a few fucking... what were those little things? They were like corgis. Like we used to have the small dogs fight. And the guy, he sat there and talked shit about my dog. And then I kneecapped him. I kneecapped him with the whole big old sack of apples.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, right across the knee. He'll never walk right again.
Yeah? You like Michael Vick?
Nah, that guy was an asshole. He was killing dogs. Like our dog's just like... You know, they kind of, like, tackle each other, and then they lick each other. Like, it's a cute thing. It's not a, like, vicious fight or nothing. That's why we do it with the small dogs. But still, they said, you know, the fighting is what they tried to say when I went to court. And then when I went to court, I was none too happy. I have a problem with authority, as you might have figured. But I told them, and I said, ain't no woman judge going to tell me what I can and can't do. And then next thing you know, I was doing a nickel.
You're doing a what?
I was doing a nickel. I had to go do 5 years. And I think it was because she was a sexist. I think she's a sexist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, like, she's the type of broad that would probably let someone, like, she would probably, like, breastfeed her kid right there in the middle of the court. That's not acceptable. Like, you know, she's all for women's rights and shit. And I said, cover yourself up. You know, go into another room. Be respectful.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just don't understand.
I don't know if that kind of attitude would make you come far at Subway.
Well, you know, I would probably just tell people what they should be eating at Subway. Like, someone would come in, they're like, I want the turkey club. I'm like, bitch, today you're getting the tuna. You need to cut out a couple of them calories. You know, they're like, hey, I want the Italian, you know, the five cheese shit. I'm like, nah, you're going to get some flatbread. You don't need all that goddamn carbs. You know, I take a lot of steroids, baby. It gets me hyped up a little bit. But, you know, I'll work through it. I'll work through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down to injecting just twice a day now. And I'm trying to get off of the injections and just go straight to pills.
You should go for creatine. I hear that's good for you.
Nah. That's got a lot of soy in it. And you know what they say about people, they eat a lot of soy.
Is that true? Creatine, soy? I don't think so.
Yeah, they grow big titties. They got all these man titties running around out here.
Well, I thought that was a roids thing.
No, that's the testicles. The testicles, they shrink up there. But that's why you got to cycle.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
that's why you got to cycle. Yeah. You don't stay on them too long, you know. Then your nuts get small, and then you end up like a soy boy.
Bald.
Yeah, but who needs big big balls anyway? They just get in the way when you're trying to have intercourse.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I had this one guy. He was kind of effeminate. It was at Starbucks. I called him a soy latte because he looked it. He looked the pot. I mean, his name tag said, like, Alfonso or something, but I called him Soy Latte is what I called him.
Yeah, well, my name is Georgi. If you want to apply, I can write your name down in your number.
Yeah. Go ahead and write my name down. My name's Guillermo.
Guillermo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like an Italian Guillermo.
I don't know what you mean by this. Is it G-U-I-L-L?
G-U-E-R-M-O, Guillermo. Guillermo del Toro. It's Italian. You wouldn't know nothing about it.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And a number for you?
Yeah, the number I called from is fine.
Yeah, I can't see it right now. Is there any way you could repeat it to me?
Nah, no fucking way. I'm not falling for that trick again. That's how they got me. That's how they got me with the dog fighting shit.
Okay. Well.
One guy called up. He asked if I still had the dog because I was done with this dog. This dog had done licked the last dog's asshole. I was done with him. And next thing you know, someone called on Craigslist. They're like, "Hey, you still got that dog?" And I said, "Yeah." And they said, "Oh, let me make sure I got the right number." I repeated the number. The next thing you know, I got raided.
Well, I don't think it's illegal to work at Subway.
Yeah, but that's how they get you, you know, like those fucking raffles, right? One time I got pulled in on a raffle. They told me I had won a boat. Next thing you know, I go in here to claim this boat because I did put in for a raffle. I come to get the boat. Next thing you know, I'm in handcuffs.
Sounds like you're a real targeted individual, you know?
Yeah, they harass me all the time. I'm glad you realize that. I have to explain that a lot sometimes, but, you know, people eventually get it. They come around. So listen, how many animals would I have to kill in the back to make all the sliced meats? Like, what day of the week do we do that? Is that a Monday thing?
I think they do that at corporate. We don't have to do that.
I was really looking forward to it. I actually applied for a job at Red Lobster one time. I wanted to be the guy that broke all the lobsters' necks before we cooked them.
Yeah, I mean, you can be a butcher, you know? I mean, like, they...
Nah, I'm not good with knives. Actually, they tell me I'm on probation. I'm not allowed to have knives. Only butter knives, baby.
Yeah.
I want to do the meat clippings, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, like, we have, like, this big circular saw kind of thing. One of our people actually cut part of their finger off.
You got a fucking saw in there? Like what, like a fucking meat saw?
Kind of, yeah. Like, it's not like, it's not like something you'd have in, like, a wood shop or something. It's a real thin blade circle kind of thing, yeah. And you got a thing, and, you know, it's automated, so you put the log in there, and it cuts it for you. It doesn't do too great of a job, if I'm honest. Like, it's pretty stringy,
What type of thickness would I put this thing on for this fucking cow?
What do you say?
What thickness would I put it on for this cow here? Like, I just put the whole thing.
You know,
how big
pretty,
is the saw? I got a whole big thing.
Huh?
What are you talking about? I got a whole big-ass cow over here. I just put the whole thing on. What's the girth on that thing? Can I tell you a secret real quick, though?
Lay it on me.
I like to kill deer.
Deer?
Yeah, deer. Venison? Ah, love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love
it. You got
it.
A hunting license, or?
Nah, poach. I poach. The government, government just taxes us to be able to hunt. You know, that's bullshit. Same thing with fishing licenses. It's like these fish and then these deer were put here for you and me, for God. You know what I'm saying? And now that you want to tax me, like, what are you, the sheriff of Nottingham over here? Telling me I can't hunt on the grounds and shit? You're going to take my deer? Nah, fuck that. You're not taking my deer. Let me ask you about that big saw you were talking about again. Do you think that thing can handle a struggling bull?
No, it's not that big. It is only for logs.
So what? We're trimming trees over here? Is that an Oregon thing?
Yeah.
Like, I ain't never been out here. I've been out on the East Coast all of my life.
Never mind. My toast is broken right now. Guy didn't want a sandwich. It's got nothing to do with that. It's just, you know, that's how the meat comes prepared. You know, it comes prepackaged in a log.
I got a sawzall. I got a sawzall or something if you want some of that. I got maybe a Ryobi sawzall, DeWalt. I know Ryobi's a little cheaper, but DeWalt's a good brand. Like, you go to Harbor Freight, like, you might get you a Milwaukee. You're going to have to plug that in, though. That's going to be electric.
Yeah, ours is Biagba, you know, it's a German brand.
A German? Ah.
Biagba.
Yeah, they knew how to cut people up back in the day.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say something like that.
Well, at least we weren't talking about ovens, you know what I'm saying? Because I heard you say that the oven was broke.
Toaster's broken. Oven is fine.
Oh.
I know. Oh. Bad news for a Jew like me, huh?
What the fuck? Why would you say that? That's fucked up. All that shit going on in the world right now, you're going to say that? God.
The nerve, you know?
Yes, fucking assholes. Yeah, what are you going to do, though?
What are you
going to
do?
All right.
It's Passover, you know that?
Nah, I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, it's Passover, Saturday. I should be with my family, but instead, here I am, towing the field, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, that's the same day, like, when I worked on Gabagool. You know, they made me work that day.
Yeah, you watch too much Sopranos, huh?
Nah, I never watched that. Never watched it. Mm-hmm. It was a horrible depiction of Italians.
How would you know? You didn't watch it.
Yeah, I've read the stories. I watched one episode, and I was like, nah, now we're not going to keep doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, do you need a steel or something? Like, that shit's expensive.
Huh?
I don't even know. Like, do you know? Do you even know what's going on now? Like, what happened?
Do I know what's going on now?
Yeah, what happened? It sounds like you started to kind of wander off there for a second.
I'm just kind of, you know, like, I got the job to do, you know. I'm just having my time taken up. Didn't know if there was anything else you wanted, or...
No. I'll just come in and fill out an application there. I don't want to make your job difficult.
Okay.
But it's going to be great working with you. We're going to be the best of friends, co-workers for life.
Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. All right, man. I'll go ahead and come down there like Monday, and I'll fill out an application there. And then me and you, we're going to be tight.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to leave your number, that's usually the quickest way to get, like, hired, you know. But we do have applications online. You don't even got to come here. You
can I'll go online then. I'll go online. I'll do it. I'll rifle in the number there right online.
Yeah, but I mean, if you really do want me to just pass you to my boss straight away, I mean, I can just do it that way. You don't got to go through the online thing because they're going to make you fill out another thing when you get hired anyway. So.
Oh, okay. All right, all right. Why don't you go ahead and just take down my number then? It's 503.
Yeah, sure. Let me get a pen.
Are you telling me to give you the number? You didn't even have a pen ready? Oh, my God, here.
I mean, I had it earlier, but then we started talking about the dog fighting, and I figured, you know. Anyway, 503.
Yeah, 667-1121.
Yeah, and then you said your name is Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good memory.
Yeah. I mean, how could I forget after, you know, I'm a big fan of Pan's Labyrinth, you know?
Pan's Labyrinth? What's that? Oh, that's that, is that the one with, what's his name that he sang a lot?
I mean, I don't really remember much singing in Pan's Labyrinth. I mainly remember the scene where, you know, they, anyway, it's a good movie.
I'll have to give it a watch. I'll take your recommendation.
All right. Well, I gotta finish what I was doing here. I was baking, so.
All right. All right.
God bless.
God bless you. God bless you. Gabagool. Gabagool and Passover out.
Hell yeah, man. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay.
Gabagool.
Yeah, for a guy that had a lot of stuff to do, he really wanted to carry on the conversation. I was ready to end that conversation minutes ago.
I got stuff to do. It's like, why are you still on the phone? I had to dodge that Jewish in the oven talk.
I had to sidestep that one a little bit. A little bit there.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. That was something.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Dwight down here in Amoco. You know, just down the street here on Sample Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got we got some stuff over here, some boxes addressed to you guys, and for some reason they dropped them off over here earlier, and we're just now getting around to them.
The boxes are in Amoco?
Yeah, but they say it's for Q-Mart.
Yeah, who are you? What company?
We're Amoco. Are you asking who dropped them?
No, you work at Amoco?
Yeah, I'm down here at Amoco right now.
You work there?
Yeah.
Okay, so it says Q-Mart, so you want me to... Can somebody drop it off, or you want me to pick it up?
We're sitting here trying to do stock right now, and this looks like some cold perishable stuff here. So, like, we ain't got the room.
You guys get groceries from SAS?
Yeah. This is some cold stuff, some perishable stuff on here.
Yeah, I was missing a lot of stuff, man. I called it in. So you guys have it?
Yeah, but I mean, it's been sitting here for a minute, and one of my coworkers, he got pissed. He said, we ain't got room to be keeping this shit in here. I said, let me make a call. He already threw it out in the fucking parking lot. Some of the hobos are getting at it.
So I can't get any of it back?
Like, you guys hurry up there. I can try to fend him off a little bit. But there's a guy over here. We call him Dirty Mike. He hangs around here quite a bit, but he keeps getting dollars from people. And he's over here trying to auction all your stuff off.
Nah, get the box and I'll just get it from you guys in the morning. I don't have anybody come get it.
In the morning? Nah, come get your shit. Come fucking get your shit. I ain't got time for this. I'm not going to babysit your shit. It's in your parking lot. Hurry up.
What are you talking about, my nigga?
Hey, listen, you need to come get it. Hurry up, motherfucker. Hurry. Come on. Don't be stupid about this.
Hey, you dumb as hell.
Don't be dumb about this.
You fucking dumb as hell, motherfucker.
Oh, so you're worried about shit missing, and then when I said to tell you where it's at, like a good fucking motherfucker that I am, and then you talk all this shit?
You work there?
Yeah, I'm working right now. I work for a living. What are you chuckling about, asshole? I mean, you're
stupid as hell.
Nah, dude. you're over there with your fucking gas being all expensive. We're cheaper than you. We got cheaper gas.
All right, bro. Fuck you.
Come get your shit now, motherfucker. You.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Ashley. It's Byron. I'm calling from the extermination company. We came by today and noticed that you were all still there. You were supposed to be evacuating the apartment so that we could get rid of the bed bugs. I guess give me a call back so we can arrange a new schedule, a new time for us to come out and spray for your bed bugs. Just please, I don't mean to sound like a jerk or anything. Could you please have all the trash off of the floor that we saw when I looked through the windows? It's disgusting. And we won't be able to efficiently get rid of your bed bugs. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hi, Ms. Crawford. My name is Byron, and I'm calling about an altercation with one of your children. I have my Ring doorbell video of your child running and throwing donuts at my front door. If you could, please give me a call back. I showed the video to my daughter and asked if she recognized this kid from the neighborhood, and I identified it as Miss Crawford's kid. So give me a call back, because these chocolate marks from the donuts and the powders, it's ridiculous. It might stain this door. This is a very expensive door. Thank you. Apparently her kid is allergic to donuts, so she's going to call and argue, and my kid can't even throw donuts at nobody. At nobody's door.
Hello?
Is that Justin?
Yes.
Hi, Justin. How are you? It's Byron. How are you? You doing all right?
Who?
It's Byron. I'm calling from the apartment complex. You're in unit 302, correct?
No.
No? That's not... They said that it was Justin in 302 is who I need to talk to.
Nope.
Okay, which one are you in then?
Where I live is none of your business.
Well, no, it's one of these it's one of the apartment complex buildings.
No, let me try and see. Where I live is none of your business.
Well, I have to come and get the bed bugs out, sir. That's why they're having me call to set up a time.
Yeah, they gave you the wrong number or some shit, dude. I can't help you.
Okay, you're not Justin the Weasel, Justin Weasels or something, Weasels. Swizzle sticks.
What can I do for you?
Well, I need to arrange a time to come in. I'm from the extermination company, and they said you've got you. I'm calling from Royco Construction, and he says you got a hell of an infestation in there, and we're gonna have to take some of the floorboards out, and we're gonna have to pull them away from the walls and spray down, spray up, and spray down.
You're from a construction company?
Yeah, we also do extermination. We also do title. We do title closings on homes. We also fuck your mother. We do a lot of things.
Yeah, you're funny.
No, I'm sorry. That last part was. I'm sorry. You were giving me attitude. We don't really do that last part, but all the other stuff we do.
I think you sit around wasting your fucking time on Saturday night.
No. We got demolition stuff we got to do. We could take your roof right off if you need.
Nope. I don't know how you got my number, whoever gave it to
you. What do you need?
You
then?
Should tell them not to do that again.
Not to do what again?
Whoever gave you my phone number,
uh-huh.
Tell them not to fucking give it to you again.
But I've already got it. Why would they give it to me again? That makes no sense.
Because I don't want you calling this number again. So whoever gave you this number, they gave you the wrong number.
But I had all the information correct.
No, you didn't.
But I did.
No, you really didn't.
Okay, what didn't I have right?
Oh, well, I'm not going to tell you that. Because, I mean, come on, man. You had everything right, remember?
I did. And you're sitting here telling me no.
I thought you had everything right.
You're treating me like a dumb-dumb over here, like a sucker that you're going to lick.
Holy shit, dude. Man, why don't you know anymore? Are you okay?
I'll call James. I'll just call James, okay? Like, that's fine. Like, you don't have to be.
Okay, you have fun with James. You go fiddle faddle with James.
He's 71. I don't want to fiddle faddle with a man that old.
Thank you for calling the Clover Hotel. How can I help you?
Hi. This is Dwight from the La Quinta Inn just down the way here. And yeah. We just wanted to let you know that we had a couple of unruly guests that broke a lot of stuff in one of our rooms. And just letting you know, we just put them in an Uber and sent them your way.
Oh, what? Okay. Well, I appreciate you, and we'll take care of it.
Okay. Well, they said they checked online. I tried to tell them you didn't have that, like, everything was booked up, but they said they had checked online through Expedia, and they would be able to get a room. So they're gonna walk in, but they got, I mean, probably hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars worth of damage in here.
Oh my God. Okay. Were they are they hostile at all? Because I have cops here.
They're not.
Like, a lot of cops here, because I just had someone hostile get kicked out.
They're not hostile. They're just, I would call them more entitled. They thought, like, because we have our TVs up on a little stand, just kind of right there. They said it was too low, and they started wall mounting our TV and, like, drilling holes. Well, there's not a lot of structure there. And they used a drill bit too long, went through the wall, and went through the headboard of the bed in the next room, 6 inches from a woman's head. Yeah.
That could have killed her.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And so, like, we sat there and I confronted them about that. And let's see here. So I had recording. Let me see if I could pull up the video real quick on my security. So our front desk guy was talking to them. And they kept brandishing the drill, like right. They just kept, like, right. Yeah, right here. Yeah, he was waving it around in his face, and just kept. He said, "That's my right as an American." Let me shut this off. It's a little loud. Kept saying, "This is my right as an American."
No, it's not.
Is what he kept saying. And we sent in after the fact, of course, after they left. There was like 3 pounds of sawdust in here. I'm not sure what they were cutting up in here, if it was some of the walls or what, or if they were. Because one guy walked out with a lathe. I think he might have been lathing some magical wands or something, but left a lot of sawdust. It's going to take ages to get this vacuumed up.
Oh, yeah. Really quick, so I see someone pulling up right now. What do you know what the name is on there? So I can prevent them from staying here?
You know what? I don't, because when I confronted them with the name that they booked in with, they acted like they didn't hear me. So I don't know if they're using their real name or even like their own cards to pay.
Okay. Do you know what was the name on the reservation that they had in there?
The reservation name they had was Ortiz.
Ortiz. Okay. Okay. What did they look like?
They were Hispanic. The one girl was about 5'4", I guess about 325 pounds. He was shorter. He was about 5'1", so she was taller than him. He weighed about, I would say, 115.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm going to let my front desk know, and I will deal with it accordingly.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one. Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling Motel 6. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm in my room and I got a problem up here.
What's the problem?
The problem is, you know, all the walls in here are green.
The what?
The wall in here by the bed is green. It's green.
Okay, I can let the manager know in the morning. What room number is it?
No, that's not the problem. The problem is, I, like, you know what a furry is?
A furry? No.
Like, you don't know what a furry is? Like, somebody that, like, identifies and dresses up as an animal? That's okay. What I do. I'm in town for a convention, and my furry persona, I'm a bull. And this green wall is making me mad, and I keep running into it. Because green makes bulls angry. And I run into the wall. And people are mad next door because I keep running in and stuff. I'm in 401. Thank you for asking me. But the people across the hall, they're not happy with me. They keep knocking on my door and they're mad.
Okay, I'll send the security guard up there.
Yeah, kick them out if you could, because they're making me madder. And I've been drinking. I'm going to be 100% honest with you, but I think the problem with them is they don't know the pleasures of a furry world. You know, furryism is not a crime. It's an occupation. It's an occupation. And I'm going to go run into the wall again, and now I'm going to show them who's the boss. Hang on. I'm going to run into their door. Check this out. I broke the door. I broke their door. Oh, shit. Don't yell. It's okay. I didn't mean to break the door. No. Hey, hang on. Shut the fuck up. The lady's on the phone. Shut up. Oh, no, this don't feel good now.
Okay, I'll send security up there.
I just vomited. It didn't taste good.
I'll send the security guard up there. You have a good night.
Why are you sending the security? Why? What happened? What happened? Hello?
You said you're having problems with the people across from you.
This dumb lady on the phone hung up on me. I ain't even hear her anymore. Hello, dumb lady. Hello? Dumb lady? Hello? Hello, dumb lady?
I'm sending a security guard up there because you're being very disrespectful.
No. I am not. Very, very respectful.
Yes, you are.
I have a PhD.
Okay.
I have a PhD in being a furry. I know everything there is. I can prescribe you furry medication if you wanted.
No, thank you.
Yeah, your mama didn't teach you right. Hello? I've got big blueberry balls on me. I'm a beautiful specimen bull. I'm a breeding bull.
Studio City Tattoos.
Hi. Do you do piercing?
We do.
Okay. I need to get a little more information on piercing.
Okay.
So what does the, I guess, does it go by body part or rates? Okay. What is, I want to get something pierced, but it's, I guess in the realm of like nipples, I guess would be the closest thing I wouldn't have.
Okay.
And I just wanted to get one or maybe both. Do you get a better price if you do two?
I mean, it's like slightly discounted for two. Yeah. I mean, it'd be like $152 to do both of them with standard jewelry.
Oh, and it comes with jewelry?
Yeah, with the jewelry, yeah.
Okay. Because I want to, I don't know how weird it's been, like, as far as people to get tattoos and piercings and whatnot, but I wanted to get my hemorrhoids pierced.
No.
But you do genitals and things of that nature, right?
Yeah, we wouldn't do that.
But it's just around the corner. Is it a thing?
It's not a piercing. So, yeah, we don't do
but
that.
But they're permanent, so it is?
It doesn't matter. We don't do it, so.
Why? Are you discriminating against me because I'm Hispanic?
They got a don't touch the dookie policy.
Yeah, I was trying to get the wording for is it a hygiene thing, and I was fucking, my brain was skipping like that.
You need to take preparation H first.
Don't
pepperoni
worry.
H, you remember?
Don't worry about it. I'll fucking rub it down with alcohol myself. You don't have to do that. I'll do it. Be fine.
Olive tattoo.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How good is your piercing person?
They're good. Like, they can pierce and stab people and do it right.
Well, doing it right is what I'm more concerned about. I'm just trying to get a kind of an idea of a rate for a piercing.
All right. What's the piercing?
My hemorrhoids.
You want your hemorrhoids?
If I could. I had one place I just called, and they turned me down. They told me I was disgusting.
Yeah, probably because it's a stupid fucking joke. Do you actually want a piercing? Or?
Yes. My hemorrhoids.
You want your hemorrhoids?
Yes.
You're fucking hilarious.
You can do genitals and stuff, but you can't do my hemorrhoids? I'll hold the cheeks. How hard is this?
Go fuck yourself.
Hello, thank you for calling Choice Hotels Reservation Department. My name is Carla. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, Carla. I actually have a problem. I'm on the location. I'm at the location right now. And...
Okay.
And I have a problem. This woman came into my room. I knocked politely, but was dressed in what I can only describe as... like the attire that I would assume a maid would, or a cleaning person, I don't mean to call them a maid, would wear. And they came in and they took my 9-volt battery out of my smoke detector. And then didn't replace it. And then the next thing you know, in the room next door where I heard the door shut, so she obviously went in there, all I can hear through the wall is like this like buzzing sound. And I don't mean to be crass, and I don't mean to accuse people of anything, but I think she took my 9-volt battery out of my smoke detector, which is very important if there's a fire. I think she took it and put it in her giant magical like vibrating penis and went in the room next door with her key.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry that you had to experience that. Let me just go ahead and help you out with the situation.
Hang on. I'm gonna put the phone right up against the wall so you can hear what I hear.
Oh, that's not necessary.
See, it's getting louder. I think she's got more than just the 9-volt from my room.
All right. Well, then let me go ahead and provide you here with the phone number for the front desk of the hotel so they can go ahead and just take a look into that. Do you happen to have your confirmation number?
Hang on. Holy shit. Ma'am, I'm on the phone with the people right now. I'm telling on you. She's just showing off. Like, I don't understand what's going on right now. Like, she's getting overboard, and I don't... What the...
sorry you have to experience that. Let me just get you the number here for our front desk so they can go
I can't
ahead
hear you over the...
Conference.
I can't hear you over the cow and the chickens.
Can you hear me better now?
Hang on. Let me walk in the other room. Maybe you can hear me better if I go in the bathroom. Hello? I think I can hear you. I think I can hear you better. I'm in the bathroom now.
Oh, okay. I was just asking if you have your confirmation number so I can take a look into what hotel you're in so I can provide you with a front desk phone number.
Yeah, it's on my phone. It's in my email.
Okay. So whenever you're ready, I can take that confirmation number.
It's 1611 SP3RM.
Okay, well, I'm not seeing any reservation booked under that. Can you please let me know the name of the hotel that you're at?
Yeah, the Quality Inn, Long Beach Airport.
All right. Can you please spell out the name of the Quality Inn? You said Quality Inn, then that next word, please.
Long Beach, L-O-N-G. Hang on, somebody's knocking at my door. I think it might be her. Hang on, ma'am. I'm on the phone. You took my 9-volt. It's not cool of you. What? What are you doing to my door? What do you want? What do you want?
Vagina pussy.
Oh, no, I got a little carried away.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah, sperm is always a crowd pleaser.
Oh, Bill.
No. Clay, that's the same thing they did with my other site when that went down. They're like, oh, they want it back. We'll leverage it. And then I was like, yeah, whatever, dude. Whatever, guy. Axe, but did we have any callbacks yet? I left a couple of voicemails. No, I didn't call back. Accuse their kid of throwing donuts at my door and you don't call back? That's ridiculous. That's why the kid's running rampant. Running around like a little hoodlum. That is why that happens. You want more misogynistic calls? All right, I'll try to find a massage parlor.
I want more massage calls. Yeah.
More massage, yes. Yeah, me and Ted were thinking the same thing. Same alley.
I want more gin calls.
Oh.
Jim would just be like, yeah, two in the pink, one in the stink.
Oh my God.
Jim's like, oh.
Celtic Long Beach, I'm with you.
Hi, how you doing, buddy?
Hello.
Hi, I'm in my room. You know the room, right? The room you guys rented me?
What room are you in, sir? I don't know.
I'm like, what, like in here? What part of it? What do you mean?
What room number, sir?
Oh, I'm on the second floor. I think it's 215.
Okay, so what's going on?
I got a little intoxicated, and I spilled some, you know those drinks, and I shook it up, and I got stuff all over the front of the TV, and so it was sticky. So I took the TV, and, like, I took it to the bathroom to wash it off, and I got the stupid electrical cord in the toilet, and I flushed it, and now the fucking thing is stuck on the toilet.
Okay, I don't have anybody that can come and fix that, sir.
But that's the problem, is suck the cord in, and the cord is stuck, and now the TV's stuck on top of the toilet, and I got nowhere to go to the bathroom.
Hold on just a second, okay?
I can't sit on the TV, because it'll...
Just a second.
I can't sit on the TV.
Alright, so I have your two keys for the room. The room is right there on the bottom floor.
Okay.
And that's the Wi-Fi code for the internet.
119?
Yes, sir.
Thanks, sir.
No problem. You have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day. Good night.
Okay, so you got a toilet, you got a cord stuck in there?
Yeah, and then sucked the TV. I couldn't wait anymore. I'm sitting on top of the TV on top of the toilet. But it pulled it down flush with the toilet. So the flat screen is on top of the toilet.
Okay, give me a minute. Did you say you were in 215?
Yeah, but don't come in here. I'm pooping right now. I'm pooping.
Okay, well, call me when you're done, sir.
I'm pooping on the TV. Don't leave me alone. I need help. I've been drinking.
Sir, but I have to go. I have a customer here.
You sound like my baby.
Reka leka hi meka hiney.
Hey, how you doing, guy?
Hi, how's it going?
Good. You guys got daycare service in here?
Oh, no, sir. We don't have. Sorry.
Okay, because I got my baby on. Like, I got a monitor, and I left.
Because I found a date on Tinder, and I've been out drinking with her, and the baby says he's hungry, like, is crying, he's hungry. Somebody needs to go feed the baby.
Oh, God. No, we don't have any nanny service, sorry.
Oh, somebody's got to go to 215. I left the baby unattended.
Yeah, sorry. Unfortunately, we don't have any babysitter.
Yeah, but somebody, you got hands, right? You can feed?
No, unfortunately, no, sir. I cannot go up to the room.
Okay, what if I remotely unlock the door and the baby comes down?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay, I'm gonna send, hang on, I'm gonna unlock it right now, because I put my own lock on there, and I'm gonna,
okay.
Hang on a second, I'm gonna send the baby down. All right, here comes the baby.
It's coming.
Yeah. Baby, go. Okay. Baby, go. Baby, go. Baby, go. Baby, what are you doing? Baby, chainsaw, go.
Sir, if you need anything, just let me know, okay?
Why? Is this not believable?
Well, I'm in a check-in process at this moment, so I'll put you on hold, or if anything, just give me a call back.
Oh, that sucks.
Sorry about that, sir. Have a good night.
Damn him.
Boom, 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 boom.
Bah! Right up the ass.
Hello.
I have a problem with my room, and you're not going to be happy about what I had to do.
What'd you have to do, sir?
You know, I was out of toilet paper, and you know how, like, people have bidets? Like, the thing that squirts, like, your butt cheeks and stuff? I thought if I disconnected the water supply to the tank of the toilet, I could just hose myself off, and now it broke. It fucking broke, and
okay.
There's water. There's a lot of water.
What room are you in?
I'm in the bathroom.
What room, though?
Oh, I'm in 10. But that's, like, I tried to shut it off, but I think I broke it, like, I did the lefty tidy righty loosey thing.
Oh, sir. Okay. Bye bye.
What do you mean?
Bye bye.
What do you mean, bye bye?
Bye bye.
No, you gotta help. Fucking jerk off.
Cannabis delivery and meetup 24/7.
Hi. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm trying to figure out. I came and got some gummies from you guys just a little bit ago. And I got some flower as well. Do you know what the proper dosage, I think this is 100 milligram pack of gummies. What would be the proper dosage to give my child who's teething?
To give your child?
Yeah, he's 2 years old. He's teething right now. A lot of pain.
Yeah, I couldn't make a recommendation on that, my friend.
Okay.
I don't remember you buying them from me. And the first
I didn't tell you guys what I was buying them for, because I would have probably been kicked out. But, like, one pack would probably be all right, right?
No, I wouldn't say so.
I've never had marijuana before, but one of my friends I'm on a parents group on Facebook, and they recommended it. So I was like, well, I'll give everything a shot, because the kid's been crying all day. And so, like, I came and I got the marijuana, but I don't know what the dosage is. Like, I already gave 5, but it doesn't seem to be doing anything right now. Like,
you
I gave
him what?
I gave him 5, like, a half an hour ago.
5?
Gummies.
How many was in the package?
10.
And you gave him half the package, like 50 milligrams?
Yeah, I mean, I do it all the time when I get gummy bears from the store. Like, I didn't think it would be that big of a problem.
Yeah, well, you're buying shit, bro.
What do you mean?
My shit, you wouldn't dare give. Well, you didn't buy it from me, first of all, because I do all my transactions. And You didn't buy it from me. You might buy it from another store or something, bro.
No, I got it from No, I got it from High Flyers.
Okay, what city are you in?
What do you mean? I'm in Long Beach.
What's it? In Long Beach.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to have to call you back. Let's check our files here and see. What's your name?
My name is Byron.
Myler. Okay, Myler.
No, all right, Byron. All right. Byron.
Byron. Okay, I got you. All right. Yeah, because I'm pulling up on a customer right now, but I want to spend some time and talk to you. You've already been giving your baby gummy bears and stuff?
Yeah, they're gummies. They're the edible gummies. Seems to enjoy the taste. I mean, I don't know what – I think it was strawberry or something. I didn't read the label too hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, Byron, let me call you back, all right? I'm pulling up with a patient right now, so let me call you back in a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay, buddy?
That's fine.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Hi, Pet Sounds My Town. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I came in and I got a couple different varieties of the flea and tick. I guess not the necklace, but the collars.
Yes, we have the collars or the ointments.
Yeah, I got the collar.
Okay.
And my baby has been scratching quite a bit lately. Because I've been letting my baby be free range out in the backyard. What size collar, like as far as the medicine dosage, should I be putting on my baby?
The size collar is adjustable, so you should be able to just put it on them and cut off the excess on them.
Yeah, but aren't they different medicated size, like different like amounts of medicine depending on the size or something?
This is for a cat or dog?
No, my baby. I have a 2-year-old.
Your baby?
I have a 2-year-old.
Oh, okay.
It's been out in the backyard. I think we have excessive flea and ticks right now because we have sandy water.
That's crazy. Oh, it's meant for 5-year-olds.
What? Okay, so do I have to just cut the collar down and like make a wrist bracelet out of it then?
That'd be good.
I mean, you would know. You guys are the ones that sell this stuff. Maybe I should have went with a cat collar.
Maybe.
I'm just not sure what to do with it. A lot of itching, a lot of redness, a lot of itching.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the third one I've put on the baby, and I don't think it's from the collar, but I see a lot of bites.
Okay, cool. Maybe you just have some gnarly fleas.
Well, I mean, we have a dog too, but I don't put that stuff on my dog. I love my dog.
Respect.
Yeah. If I had a nickel left and I could give it to my dog, I would, and I'd let my baby starve. That's just how I am, though.
I believe it.
What about on your mom?
What about my mother?
The collar? Has she used it before?
My mother?
Yeah.
No, she lives in North Dakota. It's very cold there. They don't have fleas and ticks.
Hmm, that sucks.
No, she likes it. She's a big girl, so she sweats very easily. So, you know, the cooler climates is more her kind of her groove.
Work. Interesting.
So how do you keep your folds from getting all sweaty?
I ask your wife.
I don't have a wife. I mean, are you offering?
We can tell.
At least my wife would know how to hang that phone up.
Star of India, how may I help you?
Food.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I need food.
Okay, pick up or delivery?
Yes.
Pick up or delivery?
Yes.
Which one, sir?
Oh, pick up.
Okay. What's going to be the order?
Chicken tikka masala.
Okay, how spicy?
Medium spice.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah. One order of teriyaki chut.
Okay.
And then do you have side orders of maracote at all?
Yes, we do.
I'll take one of the... What's the price on it?
It's priceless.
It's what?
Hi, sir.
Hi, how asshole. Can I help you, sir? I need a teriyaki chut, please.
Teriyaki?
Teriyaki chut. And maybe some boys decay.
You have father and mother, brother. Why you are...
Hey, listen, let's not talk about whose father's an owl and whose father's not an owl.
You have father?
Yeah, you're not...
You have a thousand of fathers.
Yeah, well, you're not the blood of your father.
Yeah, you have a thousand fathers. That's why you are using slang. Why you are using slang, brother?
What do you mean, why am I using slang? Cha-cha-chod?
Huh? I'm your father?
No, you're not my father. You listen.
Yeah, I'm your father. That's why you're telling this.
Teri Bapi Chu. You have 250. You have 250 fathers. Charamara Chod. Hey, asshole. Are you cooking the phone? Hey, listen. Don't wipe your ass and then put it in the tandoori oven. I found your mother on GB Road. GB Road, your mother. Your mother got fucked in an alley like a dog.
Gandu.
Are you okay, asshole? Your mom gave birth to you on the street like a dog. Are you okay?
Are you
all right?
How are you feeling, man?
I'm all right. Listen, your mother got fucked in the alley like a dog.
Yeah, me too. I love you too, man.
I love you.
No problem.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you come scoop my ice? Why don't you come scoop some ice for me?
Love you so much, yeah.
Scoop my ice.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah, Terry Maki Truth. Terry Bendy. Bendy, oh, Gaumutra. Ooh. I'm going to hang up. He's just going to keep going. It's just wasting time and money with him just banging around doing whatever the fuck he's doing.
Hello, Noah Kitchen. How may I help you?
Hi. I just put Mike in a 10-second timeout, but I don't want him to leave him hungry when he comes back out of timeout. Can I make an order for him, please?
Yes, you can.
Okay. What food can I feed Mike that'll make him shit his pants? Because he's being real mouthy tonight, and I want to make him shit his pants really quick. What can I order?
Yeah, you can order fried rice, shrimp and beef, or shrimp and chicken.
Okay, I want to get something BNA. Really, really spicy, something really hot. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some of that Gorilla Glue tape, and I'm going to tape his trousers onto him, and I'm going to spoon feed it to him, and I'm going to make him shit his pants and be all disgusting and walk home.
Okay, so you can take biryani, lamb shake, biryani, chicken biryani, and everything.
Is the chicken tikka masala really hot with the rice and stuff? All right.
Yes.
Let me do an order of that. As spicy as you can make it. Like, I want Indian spicy, not white people spicy. I want it nice and spicy, lots of rice, and then I'm going to take pictures of him shitting himself and put them up on Yelp. To advertise.
But you want to take on chicken tikka masala?
Yeah. With extra shit sauce. Extra shit sauce.
Okay, on chicken tikka masala.
Extra shit sauce.
Okay. On chicken tikka masala and?
With rice. With rice, with rice, yep. Because the rice makes it go. The rice makes you move.
Yeah.
And then.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Because I'm going to make. And then I'm going to take pictures when he shits himself. I'm going to make him wear khakis in a big, big brown wet spot. And then I'm going to.
Your name and your phone number.
I'm
going to
put it on Yelp. I'm going to put it on Yelp on your page after he does it.
Your name?
My name? My name is Ben, B-E-N. Last name is spelled C-H-O-D, Ben Chod.
Your phone number, please?
Yeah, my phone number is...
575...
Yep.
449...
Yep, that's right.
Okay, okay, I repeat of your order. On chicken tikka masala with rice, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a good
okay.
night.
Okay, I'm going to put it on Yelp that your food makes us shit.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, this is Vishwami up here.
Hey, man. Where's my money, man? Hey. Hey. DTB? DTB? Did you just fart at me on the phone? Oh, man. I've never been farted at right on the phone. Usually DTB is the one that pulls his asshole out during the calls.
Hi, thank you for calling Lee Spa.
Hi. A gentleman on the phone just now, he flatulated at me, and I need an apology.
I'm sorry?
A man picked up the phone, and he blew fart gas at me on the phone. Just 20 seconds ago, a man gave me pink eye on the phone.
Hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
Hello.
Kind of smells like Chinese food. I'm smelling it. I'm touching myself. It's so hot and wet. Ooh, I can barely fit it. I'm so tight. Put it in my butt.
If they were listening or not.
I think they got a copy.
Something tells me they might have been.
I think they waited for a while before they could take it. Good job, guys.
Savannah's not getting pink eyes. She don't even care.
Put it in my butt.
Savannah gives no fucks.
Midway car rental.
Yeah, how you doing? Just wanted to let you guys know that I was running late for my flight, and I left the car at the terminal.
Okay. Are the keys in the car?
Yeah, I locked them in the trunk.
Okay, and can you give me the location at the airport?
Yeah, it's at LAX.
That doesn't help us to find the car. We need a location.
Well, I don't know. I don't understand. It's at the airport.
You park the car somewhere. Hold on for one moment.
All right.
Have your rental agreement number?
It's in the car, too.
Can I have your last name?
Last name's Johnson.
Okay. And the first name, Mr. Johnson?
Kevin. hang on. They're not gonna let. Hang on. They're not gonna let me leave it here. The guy's yelling at me that I gotta move it. Hang on. All right, I'm moving it.
All right, if you're moving it, why don't you return it to LAX, to our branch office? I can hardly hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, you need to speak directly into the phone, sir. Hello? I can't hear you.
Hello?
Yes.
You say you want me to return what's left of the car to LAX?
Yeah, that would be nice.
I mean, it still starts.
Well, good. If it can start, it can run. Bring it back to LAX.
All right, hang on. It's
starting. To our branch office here.
All right, hang on. I'm going.
All right, 6151 West Century Boulevard.
There's the turn. Hello, asshole. Hello, asshole. I don't think you bought it. All right, let's just check out this voicemail.
This is Byron.
Byron.
Is there a point to this?
Yeah, I did not like your practical joke. You
How
need
should
to
I know?
Some other way to entertain yourself.
I don't even know like who you are.
Down your pants, okay? You call this number.
Oh, okay.
You pretended to fake a car accident.
You didn't tell me why you were concerned.
You know what? You just need to stop being an ass in life, okay? Have a good night.
Oh, so it was the guy who wrecked the car at the fucking rental joint. I left it at the terminal. He said, bring it back. And I said, okay.
Midway Car Rental.
Hello.
How can I help you, miss?
My name is Savannah.
Hi, Savannah. How can I help you? Hello. How can I help you?
Not again. Oh, no. Phil.
Hello.
Oh.
My name is Savannah.
Got him.
How can I help you, Savannah? Car wreck. That's how you get fucking help. Car wreck.
Hey, Nate, on. I could help you.
Hey, hello. I'm calling,
how can I help you?
Calling about my car. You told my car.
What kind of car?
A Honda Civic. It's blue.
A Honda Civic?
1999.
Okay, what address was it picked up from?
7-Eleven. Let me see. Let me go back inside and look at that. Because they did talk it like 20 minutes ago. And
well, it wasn't us. Wasn't us, sir.
No, they say you took it. They say you guys take all the time from over here.
From 7-Eleven?
Yeah. Or 211 East Spring Street.
211 East Spring.
East Spring Street. Yes.
And it was picked up today?
Yeah. It's like, do you know where Cherry and Spring, like the intersection right there, like that's where it was. Like right there at the 7-Eleven.
We didn't take no car from over there, sir.
They told me you take it. They said they watch you do
it. Well,
doing.
I don't care what they told you. I'm telling you we didn't take no car from over there.
I'm just trying to find out where my car is. That's all I'm trying to do.
I don't know where it's at, sir.
They said you guys, you guys motherfuckers, they take it. And now I try to find
out. Hey, watch your mouth, man, when you talk to me.
What do you mean? Why?
You'll get your ass whooped and you'll be without your car, bro.
What happened? Why?
Huh?
Where's my car?
You better watch your fucking mouth when you talk to me. That's what happened.
Listen, I just come to this country. You treat me like
I don't care what you came to the country for, bro.
Why?
You gonna come to this country and get an ass whooping.
No. Listen, give me my car
back. No. You listen. Watch how you talk to me, man. Listen. I just told you we don't have your car.
Listen, I command you to give me my car back, okay?
You don't command me shit, motherfucker.
Listen, I am better people than
you. No, you listen, bitch.
I'm a businessman.
We don't have your fucking car, you idiot.
You just
go back to 7-Eleven.
Tow truck driver, all
you
are. You
fucking idiot.
That's all you are.
Is that the one that Carlito's like, it's green, man, it's green? I think that's the dude from the intro. Hang on, let's compare. Let me get the intro pulled up here real quick. Let's see if we can...
Here, nigga. Bring your punk ass here. Please. Walk the piece of shit out of you. And then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth at the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up. You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up. What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car is. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
So we're pretty much in agreement. That was him. That's like running into Byron fucking years later, and all of a sudden we ran back into him.
Has to be.
I don't. We can call.
Pretty sure it's Steve Pearson.
We can call and confirm. It's 1 o'clock. We can just do one last call and then get out of here. Man.
Hey, Nathan, I could help you.
Hey, like, come on, man. You're going to give me a car back or no? Like, I don't understand why you're the problem.
I just said we don't have your car, you idiot.
Listen, man. Okay, listen. That's man. That's you, okay? Like, I'm not trying to talk a shit, but you are a dummy,
no,
okay?
I ain't talking shit, bro. You the one talking shit.
No, listen.
I'm just responding to you, idiot.
Like, maybe you not know the car. Like, it's blue, but, like, it could be faded green.
I don't give a damn what car it is, man. I just said we didn't pick up no car from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, but they say you took it. Like,
I don't care what they say.
Are they a liar or you a liar?
They a liar, and you a dumbass.
You're an asshole, man. Come on.